It's a 7:15, and in the studio with me, the Dolphin Striders have arrived, fresh from their morning run, looking every inch exhausted and completely finished. No, I'm joking. Very fit and fabulous. It's the regular suspects, Doris Kleinstuber, with Elke Engelbrecht, and a newcomer to the 88FM firmament, Michelle Debrain. Welcome to you all. Lovely to have you along for the morning show, well, at least the first part of it.
Thank you.
And you're talking, why do you look so angry? Is it because I said you're looking tired?
No, we dragged ourselves in. Make it
Is that
on
your
time.
Normal morning look there? Ah.
No, I think I'm still half a cup down on the coffee, so.
Okay, so we can sort that out, but more importantly, I believe there is a new. Is it a starter program for runners of every description that want to get back into the sport or that are starting for the first time? And you guys are spearheading the movement. So tell us about that.
I like it, a movement. Yes, so we are hosting, or the Dolphins are hosting the Kickstart program again. It's our second edition for this year, so it's our spring edition, getting our spring bodies ready. And we've actually started already. On Monday we had our launch, and then we are two runs down already. But don't fear. If you're still interested, you can still join. We will be running on Saturday again at 10:05 early in the morning. We meet, and it's the next week is still open to the public. So if you kind of just want to see. If this is something for you, you're most welcome to come along, check it out, and after that we'll ask you to commit.
And once you've committed, it's a little fee that you pay,
yes.
And for that fee you get not only the great companionship and all the instruction and the support to teach you how to convert from the couch potato to the running pro. Well, yeah.
But
part of that deal is a wonderful opportunity to get up close and personal with the biokineticist that is in the studio, and that is Elke Engelbrecht. So your bio classes are very popular. For those that are wondering from a running perspective, what does bio add to your ability to run?
Yeah, so us as bios, or specifically for this program, we do the strength training. So that's on a Wednesday and a Friday morning at 5:15. The strength training is there to complement the running work, or to start with the walking and the running. And it's there so that, we can build up and activate and strengthen the correct muscles so that, you can run longer and be injury-free as well.
I think that's a big key.
Because
running and injuries seem to... Funny, one wouldn't imagine. It's not really a contact sport. So why would one be so badly injured all the time? But I know a few runners that at the moment are all injured.
It is all part of the progress. And I think a running journey... you will encounter injuries along the way, and that's also just a way, it's not a setback necessary, but it's a way of getting to know your body and to understand where you need to work at more and what sort of muscles you need to activate. And that's where Elke and her team, the SG Bio team, comes in. They will also help you to just correct form a little bit and, focus on what needs to be strengthened.
Okay, so that puts that in perspective, which is lekker. But we've also got a third, very silent visitor in the studio, and that's Michelle Debrain, who's sitting quietly, just nodding and looking around and wondering about when I'm going to ask you a question. And now I'm going to ask, what is your contribution to this running effort?
So I was a product of Kickstart in 2020. And it's just a program that's very close to my heart. And when they were looking for partners, Doris approached me, and it was just a no-brainer to get involved. So Live to Move, we sponsor some prizes. We do some of the social media for the Kickstart program. And we just support it in every way we can.
Live to Move, that's an interesting concept. Yeah. Okay. So what does your company specialize in?
So we do sports accessories online, and our major product is a waterproof car seat cover that's used for obviously after running, cycling, the beach days, whatever, and we can corporate brand it, customize brand it for anybody, but we normally sell it under the brand Sweat Buddy.
So the Surf Buddy car seat cover would be an absolute, I would imagine, mandatory if you are an athlete that perspires or a swimmer that gets wet. And there's nothing that destroys car seats more quickly than. Well, we won't go into the details of what destroys car seats, but we understand the problem and the solution, which is very important to always come up with a solution to a problem, and that's a good business proposition. You've got a fabulous one.
Yeah, especially here on the North Coast. I mean, we're so active down here. So.
Yeah, it's just a pullover car seat cover.
It just zips up and it goes over your headrest, and it stays in place. So it doesn't fall down the back like if you're trying to shove a towel under the headrest. It's
wonderful.
It's fully waterproof, so yeah, it keeps your car seat nice and dry.
Great. And what is your contribution now to the Kickstart? The jump? What is it? Kickstart.
Kickstart.
I love it. It's a motorcycle term. Yeah.
We just get involved with sponsoring prizes. We do the social media. If any design work Doris needs help in, we just do that. We just truffle in wherever we can.
Okay.
And yeah.
And you're a product of the product. Your mic wasn't on when you mentioned that you were one of those that joined in 2020.
In 2020, straight after COVID. Yeah.
Wow. And you've never looked back.
Never looked back. It's a life-changing experience, and I encourage anybody to give it a try. You just got to trust the process. It's quite daunting pitching up on the first day and realizing you've got to start running. I was one of those that always just wanted to run the length of the Umhlanga Promenade without stopping. And you just can't do it. I mean, you just put on your tackies and you try to get out there, and it doesn't happen. So when you do the Kickstart program, they teach you how to get into it slowly.
Yeah, and that's the key to it, I think.
Yeah, and you don't give up, you know, because you're doing it slowly. And
well, it sounds like everything is going smoothly with this particular intake. It's a big intake of folk, isn't it?
Yeah, we've had some really good interest, but it's still open, so you can still get your entries in. If you are interested, you can just head on to our website, which is www.dolphincoaststriders.co.za, and check it out. Also, if you don't know what to do, you can always just send an email as well. Details are online as well, and then you will be referred to probably myself.
Probably, yes. Well, that's
most certainly.
And Doris will look after you. She's very good at that. And we'll see you all on the 14th for the Life and Style Fun Run. I'll take no excuses.
Absolutely. We'll be there.
That'll be lots and lots of fun. I look forward to that. And huge good luck with, not that you need it because your track record speaks for itself, but your Kickstart program going very, very well at the moment. Still spot available for you if you're listening and wondering, can I join still? Yes, you can. And do you still have these – what were they called? The 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, the time trials. Yeah. Yes. So thanks for that, Dave. Yes, we do have time trial tonight, and today it is the last Thursday of the month. Yay. Did you hear I called it Thursday? You know, because you're thirsty. But yeah, we've got time trials at 5:45. No, I'm lying. At 5:30. That means you can lace up, put your techies on, and head out for a 4K or an 8K round around Bolito. And then join us for some drinks, some braais, some raffle tickets will be also up for grabs. You can win some beautiful prizes and just socialize with your fellow runners. And if you don't want to feel like running, well, you can always just head along and sit and enjoy and
just socialize. Enjoy the social event. A lot of people do that. It's great. I've been there. I can vouch for it. My very special guests, Doris Kleinstuber, Elka Engelbrecht, and Michelle De Brain on this happy Thursday morning ahead of the club night tonight at Dolphin Coast Riders. You'll find them very close to the Caravan Park, very close to Waterbury. It's that little people wonder, what is it, a Hansel and Gretel type house in the forest? What goes on there? Well, you can find out tonight. Ooh, join the club. Thanks for joining me, ladies. This is Up as a Podcast, and we look forward to seeing you there.